Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's review podcast. Here is my review of Two for the Show, which is an original musical at the Theater Building in Chicago. It is written by Will Klinger and James Fitzgerald, directed by Jeremy Weschler, produced by Theater Wit at the Theater Building in Chicago. The road show lives on. Theater Wit loves to find new musicals to enchant us, and their latest, Two for the Show, is an ode to vaudeville, to the old Bob Hope Bing Crosby films, chuck full of cornball humor, goofy sight gags, funny rhymes with old-time soft shoe dances, complete with straw hat and cane. This is pure old-fashioned vaudeville. This delightful and hilarious trip through the vaudeville circuit is enjoyable because we quickly like the team of Rice and Shine. Rice is played by Will Klinger, and Shine is played by Brett Tunomi, who is new to Chicago, and he is something special. Will Klinger and James Fitzgerald have written a clever original score featuring all the expected gags, bits, and light musical numbers, so hokey, so vaudeville, that we are ready to cheer if we weren't too busy laughing. Klinger and Tunomi work together marvelously as the two easily and competently land their routines, songs, and dances. It's like they have played together for years. I'll tell you, it brings back the old Hope and Crosby films. It's like bringing them back to life. The show plays as if it was a vaudeville act, where when you went on the road, you did 3 to 5 shows a day, 6 days a week on the legitimate stage. The storyline is thin, but so what? As the two carnival barkers both get fired, they team up, and with the aid of Louise, who's played by Lindsay Perlman, who does a nice job, excellent singer and a good actress. But the three of them win a talent contest. And of course, she needs to leave, so they give her the $100 they win for the contest. In the meantime, they say, hey, the two of us have an act. So therefore, Rice and Shine becomes a standard vaudeville act. So after several years on the road, performing, you know, in New York and all other major cities, Klinger and Tunomi enchant us with numbers like Two Flops from Floppingham, done in their finest mock British accents, a song about a salad, was terrific, with Tunomi and Perlman as a witty, clever showstopper. You know, we hear ballads, satirical numbers, as well as fine ditties throughout this fast-paced, funny, light musical. When Rice, played by Klinger, gets a movie deal without Shine, bitterness breaks up the act. Louise tries to bring both guys together and expresses her love for both of them in a very provocative, but I think cute number called All of the Above. It's kind of a love song that I love both of them. Of course, as in all road films, the two get together at the end as Shine gets a big show on Broadway and he needs help when everything breaks down. Rice comes and helps him, and they all live happily ever after, and they do a reprise of probably the best song in the show, the song called Friends to the End. Kingsley Day's deaf piano work and musical arrangements made the show sound real good. He also did little acting bits that helped out. Two for the Show is funny, tuneful, with a lovable characters rich in old-time Broadway showbiz flavor. Klinger and Tunomi are tremendous. This show is a big-time effort. This very small show is a big-time entertainment. My rating for this show, highly recommended. It is refreshing to see a Broadway musical done in the old style that is so well written and so well done, and it's a bargain at only a $30 ticket price. A little mini musical that is very well danced and very polished. You'll enjoy this. The title is Two for the Show. It is written by Will Klinger and James Fitzgerald, directed by Jeremy Weschler. It is produced by Theater Wit at the Theater Building Chicago, 1225 West Belmont, Chicago, Illinois. The show runs Thursdays through Saturdays at 8:15, Sundays at 2:30. The running time is 2 hours with intermission. It runs through April 22nd, and the number for tickets is by calling 773-327-5252. That's 773-327-5252.